Welcome to the Awesome Non-Speakers Podcast, which used to be called Awesome Autism Tools. I'm so excited about this new name. It reflects more clearly the heart of what I care so much about: connection, presumed competence, hope, and expression for non-speakers, unreliable speakers, and their families. I'm so glad that you're here. I'm so excited to talk to you today about want versus need. This is a powerful tool that I've been teaching for years, and it is a big idea to help us shift our perspective about things. I want to just share something really funny in that I know I have taught my husband about this years ago, but just recently his coach that he has now taught him this, and he keeps telling me about it and how powerful it is to just want something instead of need it. And I just chuckle inside every time because I know that, and I told him that a long time ago. So I wanted him to understand the want versus need, but I didn't need him to. And guess what? He learned about it and really embraced it on his own timing, and that's okay. So let's jump in to this idea of want versus need and why it's so wonderful as parents, especially when we are parenting children on the spectrum. If we believe that we need something, we often treat it like an emergency, and it has a lot of sticky energy, a lot of forceful energy that can be constricted. And this can cause challenges as we interact with other people and as we interact with ourselves. It's normal to want things. Of course, as humans, we want things. But rarely do we actually need something. And by letting go of the need energy and the stickiness around it, it actually can allow for so much more of what we want to come to us or to the people we love. A very helpful question to ask when you're in a situation that feels very sticky or big is there something here that I want or something that I need? And let me give you an example. I think an example that we can all relate to is when we are expecting people to do a chore around the house. So I'm going to use doing the dishes as an example. Typically, my husband loads the dishwasher and then I empty it in the morning. I want him to do that. And there was a time in my life where I needed him to do that. It felt very sticky. If he forgot to do it, if I woke up and the dishes were in the sink, I got angry. There was a lot of, physically, I felt very tight. I had a lot of thoughts about that he was doing it wrong. I would remind him and be unkind about it. And it didn't actually make him do the dishes more. Now, when I was able to see that, of course, I wanted it. That was our routine. It made the mornings go so much smoother if I could just empty the dishwasher because it was already loaded and run. And the wanting it was okay. It's when I got into the need energy that it felt so sticky and crunchy almost and volatile. So this is a very simple example. I'll share some others in a little bit. What would sometimes happen is then I would do the dishes very angrily and have a lot of tension in my body when I did it. And it then didn't feel good physically either. Once I was able to say, okay, I don't need Rob to do the dishes. Of course, I want him to, but I don't need it. Then if he forgot in the morning, I would calmly do the dishes. Or sometimes I wouldn't. And when he got home from work, I'd say, oh, hey, you forgot to do the dishes, so there's extra tonight. and could you do them right now? And he would. Like, it wasn't a big deal. It made it a lot smoother. So I have this image of, you know, a treadmill, and you're supposed to lubricate it. Well, we got a treadmill 3 years ago, and I never lubricated it. And just 2 weeks ago, all of a sudden it stopped working. It had this error code, and I was like, oh, we're going to have to buy a new treadmill. And my husband's like, oh, I think we need to lubricate it. And so we bought some silicone, and we like had to loosen the tread and lift it up and squirt the silicone under. And it took a while. Like, it actually needed a lot of silicone that made it work smoothly and made it not overheat and made it function so much better. So I feel like silicone is a great analogy of wanting something instead of needing it. It just makes things go smoother because that need energy is tight and constrictive and like choppy, right? Like the treadmill was becoming and it would shut down. And when I put the silicone on it and lubricated it, of wanting it instead of needing things, it just makes it go more smoothly. So let's talk about some higher stake items that feel much bigger than, say, doing the dishes. So one example is my son, when he decided to stop going to church. That was challenging for me and my husband. And this is actually when I learned about the want versus need. And when I realized that, of course, I want him to go to church because I want him there with us. I feel like faith is a big part of my life. I want him to have faith. But when I needed him to go, it was very sticky. It was very like a treadmill that was overheating. And when my one friend taught me about the want versus need, it released so much tension from my body. And I could then have open conversations with him about why I wanted him to go to church. But of course, it's his option. It's his choice. He was 17 or 18 at the time. Like, he gets to choose. I want him to have positive faith experiences. And could he find those in different ways if he didn't choose to go to church and just have really positive conversations about it? It also opened us to being open to hearing what he had to say about it, why he was choosing not to go to church at that time, and have really meaningful conversations instead of us just having tight, like, you should do it, needing energy. So another issue, so I work with a lot of non-speakers who are spellers or are starting down that path of becoming spellers. And I have parents who, of course, want them to be able to communicate this way. But a lot are in that need energy. They need it. And so I can talk to them about the stickiness of that and how when we have that need energy, it creates that sticky energy in us, and we know how our energy can so easily affect our kids' energy. So I help them to clear that need energy and say, of course you want them to be able to communicate with you via spelling. Of course, then you want them to become open. That is normal and okay. But let's clear that need energy out so that when you are more open and relaxed to just wanting it, then it allows their child space to then be open or to make progress in a way that feels more fluid. Another thing that comes up a lot with kids that are on the spectrum is food. There's a lot of kids who are very limited in what they eat. And some parents feel this need. They have to try this new food. They have to have more protein in their diet, etc. They need that. And the parents need them to do that. And logically, that makes sense. Ideally, their child will have more variety in their diet. I can understand the reasoning behind it. And it's 100% okay to want that, to want their child to try the new food, to want their child to have more protein in their diet, whatever it may be. And when I can help the parents let go of the need energy and instead just know they want it, it's so much lighter, and it changes the words they use for themselves in their own heads and with their child. Like recognizing, wow, you are eating some crunchy foods now, and I want you to try new foods, and how great that you are eating crunchy foods, and one day you'll be able to try these other foods too. Or how great it is they are even drinking things, and that shows that they're swallowing. Like, that's great. So I want them to be able to have other things, and knowing that it is a possibility, but it's open possibility. It feels so much lighter. So this need versus want, I want you to think of a situation in your life, either with your child or even with yourself. Maybe it's something you think you need versus want. And think of what this situation is in your head. And think about how you talk about it. What are words you use when you're talking about this situation? If it feels like a need, can you see the stickiness in that? Does it feel in your body like it's more of an emergency or more urgent or stickier if it's a need? I want you to take a deep breath and try and change that energy to a want. Recognize that it is a preference, and it is something, of course, you want, because fill in the blank, you love your child, you love yourself, you whatever. It doesn't matter why you want it. It's okay that you want it. I want you to acknowledge, like, I do want this, and that's okay. And then think of the bridge, the neutrality, curiosity, courage bridge, and think about how can being neutral about this, shifting it from the need to a want, how can that soften my judgment around the situation? How can I be curious? If I just want something instead of need it, can my curiosity about how to get it change? And then having courage to change the way you talk about it. What are some different words you can use when referencing this situation? Another fun exercise could be to look at what is actually a need versus a want. And there are some needs, like safety situations are needs. If you have a child that runs away and you're going to Disneyland, well, you need that child to stay close to you so they don't get lost. And what is it really? You want them to be safe. So maybe you make sure you write your phone number. I saw this, a parent who like took Sharpie and wrote the child's name and the mom's phone number on their neck, the back of their neck, in Sharpie. It's like, okay, that's kind of brilliant. So there are some things you could do ahead of time. Maybe they're on a leash. Maybe you strap them into the stroller. I don't know. You can think ahead of time, like, hey, I need them to be safe. What are ways that I can do this? What is it that I really want? Like, I want them to stay close by. I want to know where they are. I want to know that they are safe if they get lost, right? So there are looking ahead of time for these bigger things, like what are things that you can do? Safety is a need. We can't always grasp it, but we can acknowledge that, yeah, that is one thing that is pretty important. And what is it that we need to do to keep our child safe or to keep us safe? But most other things are probably wants. But I want you to really look at these things. Maybe pick 10 things that are important to you right now. What things do you feel like are needs? What things do you feel like are wants? Can you shift some of those needs to wants after listening to this episode, now that you have this perspective shift? And try just asking that question when things come up. Is this a need or a want? If you think it's a need, is it really a need, or can I shift it to a want? If it's really a need, then I want you to meet it clearly and calmly. If it's a safety issue, you're going to address it clearly and calmly. If it's a want, you can state it as a preference. Like, I want you to stay by my side because then I'll know you're safe. I think the reason why needs feel so sticky is our bodies view it as a safety issue. But not everything that we think our needs is actually a safety issue. If you have a situation that you're kind of struggling with the idea of, okay, well, I actually really need this. Can I reframe it to a want? I'd love for you to reach out and share it with me. And I could do a follow-up podcast episode where I share your thoughts and your challenge of shifting it and how I would coach you through that. So please reach out. I would love to hear what your challenging situation is that you feel is really a need and see if I can help you to shift it to a want, release some of that sticky energy around it, put some of that silicone smooth energy with it to help shift the energy around it and allow more movement and peace and calm. Thanks for listening today. If this episode was helpful, please share it with a friend. And remember to sign up for my Very Awesome Friends newsletter to get access to the private podcast and other helpful resources. I'd love to stay connected with you there.